turning on me, and Brandon's not here to save me because fucking Whitey chased me.
Yeah, you got rid of the only moneymaker you guys had, that Brandon guy. You got rid of him with your racism.
Brandon wouldn't have liked John Stewart either.
I don't think so, because he was insane. He said a bunch of insane shit. John Stewart's pro-vaccine, like a normal person.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
These normal people are not anti-vaxxers.
Normal
are you guys anti-vaxxers?
I don't know what that means.
Are you against vaccinations? Do you think the government's trying to fucking kill you with experimental vaccinations?
I don't care.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm sorry. I really don't
care. I don't
think
I've had a vaccine since I was like
one. That's closer to sane. Yeah, than.
I don't know. I don't get vaccines, but I'm not like again. I don't care.
I'm pretty sure the last time I talked to Brandon, he was like, vaccines are like a government conspiracy to kill black people or some shit. I don't remember.
Well, actually, I mean, there was the Tuskegee experiment. That was a real thing.
Yeah, that actually did happen.
That happened.
With the mercury?
I don't know if there was mercury involved. I think they're giving
mercury in them.
No, I think they're giving them syphilis.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, but there was a mercury one, too.
I mean, I don't doubt it, but I also remember that pilgrims used to put mercury on their dick, I think, to handle like things like
that. I'm not sure that like some racist experiment that happened in the 30s is a good reason to believe.
Ed, you don't have to go back to the 30s for government corruption. Shut up.
Tuskegee experiment was in the 30s.
Oh, yeah, what about MK Ultra?
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
MK Ultra was like the 70s.
Yeah, MK Ultra was wild.
I think people overrate that shit, though, the MK Ultra thing.
I do too. I don't think they were like.
Because then people were like, "Oh, MK Ultra." It's like, dude, it was like.
But they were drugging people.
It was like six people. It wasn't every fucking Hollywood person.
It was pretty fucked up.
It was pretty fucked up.
But like those experiments, like those are like self-contained within like one small branch of government and stuff like that. Like when people have their like crazy conspiracy, like vaccine.
Growing trees, nigga.
Yeah, the government has branches, you fucking...
The fuck are you talking about,
Ed? I hope you guys die.
Ed, can you believe Brandon left us?
I know.
Sprinkling everything we're talking about with some racism, and he left us.
What a fucking bitch.
By the way, Jen...
You should have just endured. Endure.
I saw Shane Gillis's like monologue on SNL.
Shane Gillis ain't funny.
Wait, shut up, hold on, Ed.
Yeah, Mr. John Stewart over here.
I'm gonna ignore it. I heard that.
I haven't seen much. Maybe he does funny things, but I saw that monologue.
Wait, hold on.
Here's
the thing, Ed. It's almost like religion. I was just like you. I thought the same exact thing. He's actually really fucking funny.
He's hilarious.
Okay, maybe he's funny. But I gotta say, the monologue was like this wannabe Norm MacDonald monologue. And well, I think Norm MacDonald is. I'm one of those bitches who thinks Norm MacDonald is like a comedic legend.
Yeah,
he does too. He was friends with him.
I like Norm MacDonald. What are you talking about?
Yeah, Shane Gillis is a knockoff. Get out of here.
I mean,
Ed, can you stop looking up things with the loudest mouse key, like your fucking Macintosh ball wheel?
I don't know how you hear it. It's just a great microphone.
It's unreal. Anyways, Jem. And
I'm human.
Before I was rudely interrupted by this person who decided to be on the show.
I'm pulling up the Norm MacDonald moth joke.
I'm human.
He did on Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, no, I saw the, what's it called? I saw the monologue, and I didn't... Ed, stop!
Okay.
It's insane, like, take it away! Like, what is going on over there?
I'm going to show you the moth joke.
I'm angry. I'm actually upset. I lost all fight. I'm over it. I don't want to tell my story anymore.
Who cares? Shut the fuck up.
Fair.
Fucking bitch.
No, you
sound
keep
like
going.
You sound like Katie Britt right
keep
now.
Keep going.
Baby.
That dude, that Katie Britt thing was hilarious.
Mr. Biden.
I just don't understand how people
turned the American dream into a nightmare.
This is gay. I don't care about it. What were you saying about the fucking moment?
By the way, I would with Katie Britt, 100%.
Oh, my God.
Ed, you gotta just jerk off or something, dude.
Yeah, every now and then.
The monologue. I saw it. It wasn't... So, I kind of got screwed in terms of watching it. So, remember how I told you me and my girl saw him live at Radio City?
Yeah.
Dude, almost his entire monologue... were jokes from that show. So,
We literally saw it
like right after the show. Like the show ended kind of early. By the way, he only did 50 minutes. It's like, bro, we're paying a lot of money. Can you do a full hour? Like just fucking improv for 10 minutes. Like, what are we doing here, Shane? So yeah, we go home and he was on SNL and she watches SNL. So it's like, let's watch the monologue and some of the bits.
Of course she does.
I know. And it wasn't bad. It's just like, I literally just heard the jokes.
Yeah. So
like
you knew
2 hours ago. So I was like, ah, man. And also, I remember one of the jokes because you told me about it. He told me he does a joke when, like, remember when you're like your gay mom's little, like, your friend or whatever?
Yeah.
And I remember when he was doing it during the show at Radio City. I'm like, oh, shit, this is the joke Jen was talking about. And then it hit me. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. It must be also in the monologue.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the monologue.
No, so he was like, he was super.
The thing was, when I saw him on Radio City, I couldn't stop laughing. It was so fucking funny.
So
the jokes were funny. I just literally heard them 1-2 hours prior.
Yeah, I feel that. He was super nervous and didn't like know what to do for it. And then he talked to Louis C.K. and Louis C.K. was like, "Just do your jokes at work." And then he was like, "All right, that's a good idea."
Norm Macdonald did the same thing though. He had a monologue after like a year and a half after he got fired. They brought him back on SNL. And he had to do a whole monologue where he's like, they fired me because I wasn't funny, but now they're.
I just don't understand the people that fucking, they're trying to censor speech. It's like, dude, look at all the people that are getting paid millions of dollars to talk. Like tens to hundreds of millions of dollars. Like, I don't understand. I just don't get it. I don't understand that.
They pick their battles about the free speech shit. They pick their battles really fucking weird.
Oh, man,
places.
This wouldn't fly nowadays. It's like, you mean the person like who's saying stuff that just got like a $20 million Square deal Enix? From Netflix or something? Like, what are you talking about?
Square Enix covered up the tits of a 15-year-old video game character. And they were like, what the fuck? I mean, this is censorship.
He's not really, like, he's not saying like faggot or nigger or anything, though.
He said gay and retard.
Cut that out.
Yeah, but he didn't say faggot or nigger.
Louis C.K. said faggot or nigger.
Yeah, but he's on his own website.
Yeah, so, and he's getting paid. He's also getting paid millions. Wait, I think Louis C.K. is also selling out, like, Madison Square Garden.
He's doing fine now.
Yeah, but he came up in the time where you could say that.
And he's still saying stuff like that, though.
Yeah, when you're...
But he's already grandfathered in. No, you can grandfather faggot or nigger.
Yeah, it happens. I don't know why.
Name a new comedian who's saying nigger.
The black one?
One. Like, name one. Any.
Again, there are not a lot of good stand-up
comedians. Dinkles has never said that word ever.
There's not a lot of good
stand-up
comedians right now.
I could not find... I've been looking for this. There is a stand-up that David Cross does where he gets on stage. He does a segue, and he just goes, like, you know what really pisses me off? He just goes... niggers. And like everybody's just like just
David Cross is actually he is an oddly
he turns,
funny person.
He turns it around. He's just like, wouldn't it be weird if this whole show just took this hard turn? You don't know who he is.
He knows
David Cross.
You know who he is.
Dude, even to this day, there is no sketch comedy.
Oh yeah, I know that guy.
You love that show.
Yeah, there's no sketch comedy show in the world that is funnier than Mr. Show with Bob and David. With
it's
David
a, it's
Cross
a,
and Bob
it's,
Odenkirk.
I love you.
Buddy. It's the best comedy show ever. You're retarded if you disagree with me.
The Chappelle Show is funnier.
Are you? Nah. Second.
Mr. Show with Bob and David.
Back in the day. Bob Odenkirk
never seen it
from
to be
Better
fair.
Call Saul. That guy.
I hate that guy.
Why do you hate that guy? Why do you hate people who are great? Because
that show fucking sucks.
That show does not suck.
Yeah, it
you
does.
Just, you just it. Have ADHD. You can't pay attention to anything.
Breaking Bad was fine. We didn't need a fucking spin-off.
Better Call Saul was better than Breaking Bad.
You're one of those, of course.
Yeah, you're actually delusional.
Yeah, but the spinoff of the show that was so good it got a spinoff is better than... Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, it is.
Then where's Better Call Saul spinoff?
It just
if, it's,
is.
If it's better than Breaking Bad,
it's a prequel
it
to Breaking Bad.
Without Breaking Bad.
That's true, but still. Also, Bob Odenkirk was in Breaking Bad.
Yeah, and he was fine.
So you only hate him in the context of that show. Well, I got great news for you. Mr. Show with Bob and David is not Better Call Saul, so you might enjoy it if you watch it.
What is it?
It's an old HBO show from the late 90s.
Why does Kid You Know is better?
That was overrated.
No, yeah. You've never seen
it. I've seen it.
No, you haven't.
It's not bad.
You can't say it's better. You've never seen Mr. Show with Bob and David.
You overrate it a lot.
No, so you've never seen it?
I've seen it.
You've never seen it?
I've seen it, Jim.
But you've said in the past you've never seen it, and I know you're just arguing to argue.
I still haven't seen it, but still, I've seen it.
Of course, I know. You're such a fucking liar, bro.
Dude, I've seen bits.
If I didn't remember that, I would have believed you. I've fucking
liar. I've seen sketches. I've seen enough.
No, you haven't.
I've seen enough.
No, you haven't.
I've seen
You've
enough.
Never seen it.
I've seen enough.
It's not better than Mr. Show. That's sexist.
You never strayed from MTV.
Chappelle. We're all astray. Chappelle's Show is better than both of them combined.
Chappelle's Show is good.
No, Chappelle's Show is good. It is overrated.
It's not overrated.
Why? Just because you know it's better.
Sketch. I liked. I sometimes part of me thinks maybe it's over. It's not overrated.
I think it you're is. Just racist.
There were a lot of dud sketches.
You like white comedy only.
Me?
Did you guys like the Sam Hyde Show?
Who's that?
I've never seen it.
Million Dollar Extreme.
Who is that?
Sam Hyde, the hyper conservative, sociopathic, whatever. I don't know.
Who?
Sam Hyde.
I only know about that guy because of Shangos.
I don't know enough about Sam Hyde to really tell you who he is. He had a show, he got canceled.
I'm creating a thumbnail. I'll look him up in just a second. Give me a second.
He does this like Fish Tank Live shit now, which is actually kind of cool.
Hold on. This is going to take forever. Sam, how do you spell his
name? I don't know. You seem like you'd like Sam Hyde, though, Ed.
A little bit.
Oh, I've seen this guy. Like this guy.
I just think he's, probably.
Didn't he do something with iDubbbz or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
What is, like, what is he, though? Is he like a YouTube? I thought he was
like a troll. He's like a massive troll at this point. But he had a show on Adult Swim. But it had a lot of racist dog whistles in it, I guess. And I guess
he had an Adult Swim show, really? That's pretty. Get the fuck out!
Yeah,
of
he
here.
Had an Adult Swim, but he got canceled from.
But this was Adult Swim like recently,
2016.
Like, yeah, this wasn't like in his prime. This and was, like, when it was dying.
I guess Tim Heidecker from Tim and Eric, he had a problem with the show, and I guess he helped to get it removed from the network.
Wait, Tim and Eric got his show removed?
Tim Heidecker, the one guy.
Well, Tim Heidecker is fucking... Dude, that's Tim and Eric's awesome show. And then Tom Goes to the Mayor, or Tom Meets the Mayor or something.
Tom Goes to the Mayor.
Dude, yeah, that shit was funny.
Yeah, it was funny. Yeah. I agree. I think it was funnier than Million Dollar Extreme. But I guess he was like, this guy's a Nazi.
What's Million Dollar Extreme?
I hate these people.
Is Million
Dollar... literally talking about it.
Is Million Dollar Extreme the Sam Hyde show?
Yeah, the Sam Hyde show. It was 2016. There was a lot of racist shit in it, apparently, and then it got canceled. Never heard
of it. Tim and Eric seem like exactly the type of people who would get mad at someone else and fire them. This guy fucking...
I mean, so if you go back and watch it, it's pretty racist. It feels pretty racist. It feels like there's like an undertone of like Groyper.
Yeah, but these guys were like that shit. Fucking... These guys look... I never watched the show, to be fair, but
Tim and Eric ever did Nazi shit, though.
No, but they just seem like they did that, like, fucking stoner, like, cringe, annoying.
No, so it was more so... it's actually what a lot of comedy is now comes from that type of... What they did. They were like... As gay as this is going to sound, they were, like, ahead of the game. Like, they were one of the first people that kind of did what they did, which is just, like... absurd humor, but like in a I can't even really explain it.
I like the old like
I kind of explained it. It's like cringy stoner.
They use like old wasn't editing techniques. Like
it was definitely it wasn't stoner.
It wasn't stoner.
They had
humor.
Like psychedelic fucking backgrounds, and it was on at like fucking 1 a.m. on.
I feel like you could call Tim and Eric.
It was
like,
stoner
Tim
humor.
Tim and Eric.
Stoner and psychedelics are different, dude.
And THC is a psychedelic.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't.
It's psychoactive. Whatever. Dude, you're just saying stuff.
You're just saying stuff.
You think these guys weren't smoking weed making that show?
That's different.
Yeah.
Those are two. But Jim, why do you do this? Maybe. You argue your point. You realize
because
you're wrong, and then you argue, and then you move the goalposts. And you argue.
How was I wrong?
Because
I don't think he's wrong. I think it's probably you could call it a stoner.
Wait, it's insane, dude. It's like saying the sky's blue.
Tim and Eric Awesome Show was really popular with stoners. The Tom Goes to the Mayor.
Dude, everything on Adult Swim was popular with stoners. That's not fair. That's not fair.
That's
not fair. On that network,
so you're saying Futurama was stoner humor?
Yes!
Futurama was picked up later.
I know it was picked up later. However, it was on Adult Swim.
However, I only ever saw that show, Stoned.
Honestly, a lot of stoners like that show, too. Because that doesn't make it stoner humor.
Just because a lot of stoners like...
Any adult cartoon is stoner.
Okay, I would not call Futurama a stoner cartoon.
Okay, then.
But Tim and Eric, sure, absolutely. Tim and Eric was definitely a stoner cartoon.
It was a weird show.
That's why it's a stoner.
Did you guys watch Xavier Renegade Alien? Renegade Angel?
No, I don't think so. Renegade fucking sucks. You ever watch Moral Oral?
You posted that on Twitter, I saw.
Dude, that show kind of sucks.
I tried liking that show. That show sucks.
It doesn't suck. It's good.
It does, and it sucks.
No, it doesn't suck.
I saw it. It just gets really, really...
Dude, if you watch it from season one all the way to the end, it gets really fucked up at the end. It gets really fucking depressing and fucked up. They got canceled because they did a whole episode about rape.
The one episode that freaked me out was when the girl steals the guy's jerk off tissues from the garbage can to get her pregnant, and I'm like, oh man, can that happen to me? I don't want a girl to steal my jerk off tissues and then she gets pregnant with my child.
It's a really good show. I don't know what your problem is.
This was the one where Zach Galifianakis would talk to the fucking plant, dude.
No, that's Between Two Ferns.
It's a whole different thing.
That was the same shit, though. It was the same fucking shit.
Jem's got a point.
Some of those are funny.
It was just people who aren't funny smoke weed and make other people who aren't funny laugh. That's all it was.
See, I understand what you're saying. However, you're wrong.
Because
what you're doing is you're trying to make it an absolute that this was that type of humor. Because that type of humor does suck. However, this isn't that type of humor. You're saying it as if it's already established that it's that type of humor, even with no precedent behind it.
Whitey, funny people don't need to put psychedelic fucking backgrounds in there and go, ooh, with floating heads.
You're so fucking boring.
Like, people who are funny just use a microphone.
They didn't do it because they needed to do it. That means
there's no funny movies that don't, like, there's no such thing as a funny movie.
It's not what I said.
You actually did, Jem.
No, it's not. Yes, it is.
Yeah, because you're saying like people don't need to like do like some major production. They just stand up.
No, that's not what I did.
You said all they need is a microphone.
Jem and Eric, a major production, dude.
They did make a movie.
You could have made that in high school.
They had a feature film.
They made a movie.
They had a feature film, a billion dollar movie.
Yeah. And I bet it fucking blew.
It did blow.
It was great. No, I loved it. I thought it was hilarious.
The first 5 minutes when they kept going like Shazam or whatever that fucking thing was funny.
I thought it was funny.
And then it got terrible right afterwards.
Top Gun from the top. I thought it was funny.
That is funny.
I thought it was funny. I thought it was a funny fucking movie.
Jem, I'm sorry. You say stuff that's completely wrong.
Top Gun?
You did though. Because Frank's Red Hot Sauce is not the original hot sauce.
At the end of the movie,
they kill like a billion people and they go to prison. That's like the happy ending is they went to prison for the murder of like a bunch of people. Anyway, Tim and Eric's great.
I love you guys, but that show fucking sucked dick.
The show is great.
Me and my funny friends would see it come on and go,
people hate that show. A lot of people hate that show. You either like that show or you fucking hate it.
Did you guys blow each other right afterwards?
Yeah, we did, and it was funnier than whatever the fuck
that was. That was the funniest thing you ever said.
You were getting sucked off by some dude going, this is so funny, this is such a good troll.
I'd rather watch Sam Hyde than these fucking faggots.
There is one Sam Hyde bit that's really funny. Where the dude trips the guy's wife and she falls onto a glass table and is completely fucking damaged or whatever from it. And he's like, buddy, you just tripped my wife. I did not trip your wife. Buddy, come on, man. You just tripped my wife.
That actually sounds hilarious.
It is actually really funny. You just tripped my wife, man.
See, why doesn't someone send me that? Then maybe I'll watch it and go, oh, that's funny.
I've never seen it.
Thank you.
Because sometimes they're funny.
I'm glad.
Everyone has their moments, I get it.
Sometimes they're funny.
Sometimes they're funny. Here's a bit. Oh, shit. Hang on.
Oh, jeez.
There you go.
All right. I'll watch
it's
this.
2 minutes.
I'll watch it on mute, and then you guys, you do your thing.
No, what?
What do you mean? Oh, you want to watch?
They're hosting
together?
A podcast, Whitey.
Oh, then Jem, you fucking.
No, I don't
want
to watch anything from these guys. I don't give a shit. I'll play it if you guys want to watch, but I don't give a fuck.
What are you talking about?
He's above it all.
Like, if you want me to,
this Gemini guy's above it all.
Yeah, Jem.
If you want me to do this, cast it or whatever.
We invite Ed to the show. And you got your feet on the coffee table, arms crossed.
I don't got my feet on the couch.
You do.
He said Shane Gillis wasn't funny, dude.
I kind of understand where Ed's coming from, though, because I had the same perspective, though, remember?
I don't know Shane Gillis in, like, detail.
Why do you think he wasn't funny?
Know that I saw, like, one thing and I didn't think it was funny.
Yeah, but I don't think you had an opinion that he wasn't funny before.
No, I didn't.
I just saw one thing and I didn't think it was funny.
I didn't listen to him, is what I said.
Like stand-up bores me.
Stand-up is pretty gay right now. It's pretty bad.
Why?
Yeah, there's some exceptions to that.
Because no one's funny and they're all saying the same fucking jokes.
You just went to a stand-up show.
Yes,
you said you laughed the whole time.
Because he's one of the few stand-up comedians that I like right now.
Who?
Oh, you like stand-up.
Shane Gillis. No, that's actually the opposite. That's like saying...
Yeah, no, you know, I hate plays, so that's like saying,
oh, wow, that one black person I hate. Well, so that means you hate black people.
It's like, well, but you said that in that analogy, you said you hate black people.
No, I said that one black person I hate.
No, you said you hate stand-up comedy.
No. Yeah,
you said stand-up comedy.
No, I said as a whole.
I
just went to a show last week and I loved it.
Yeah, the equivalent
I like
of
one
that
stand-up.
Literally,
I like
hypocritical statement.
Jem,
yeah,
I like
basically
a
you saying
Jem,
I hate all
I
black
like,
people, but there's one good.
Guys, listen.
Because I hate comedy.
God damn it,
but
now
I went to a comedy movie.
Oh my god, guys, I like a few, very few stand-up comedians.
I fucking hate burgers. Went to McDonald's.
Watch that video. So that you
I'm actually upset. I'm going to start flinging shit.
Taco Bell fucking sucks. But I had it last
But I love the Doritos day. Locos Taco. Yeah. I can't even get
I love the
that.
$12 taco box.
But I like number 7, number 3, and number... All right,
yeah. I like the nacho fries. I like the Baja Blast.
I can't get mad at
but
any
Taco
of this.
Bell sucks. Burrito Supreme.
No, dude, most stand-up comedians... I forgot actually what I said, but yeah, no. Most stand-up right now I don't like. It's boring.
Yeah, most stand-up's pretty bad.
Yeah, but that's
I'm sorry, who's moving to their couch right now?
Me.
Unbelievable!
I just adjusted my seat.
It's unbelievable how much noise someone can make.
Why do you care about the quality of this podcast all of a sudden? It's not like you ever normally do.
That's
you have an AC going?
Oh, you can hear it?
He definitely...
Oh, my God.
Dude, as soon as it got to, like, 68 degrees outside, he got hot. He started sweating. He got inflamed.
Echo, what's the temperature outside? Yeah,
God, it's like 80 degrees.
74 degrees outside.
It's 58. Oh, man, it's getting hot.
74 degrees in Florida.
Yeah, I forgot that you're fat.
Holy shit.
No, I'm skinny.
Oh,
74 is comfortable, dude. You're lucky.
Not in this state.
I wish it was 74.
Also, this room has a computer in it, so it gets hot.
Oh my god.
Is the fan bothering you? Do I have to turn off the fan?
What do you think it smells like in there, Jem?
Oh. Cheetos and fucking farts.
Lysol.
Fuck yeah.
Imagine when he brings a girl over, like, oh, hold on, let me get the good box spread out.
Let me get the Helix mattress.
Jesus.
Alright, that bombed. Sorry.
I mean, the mattress is
I thought it was funny, but it...
You don't move the mattress around.
I know. Why would you have two mattresses? It doesn't make sense. I just
ridiculous. Let me break out the Helix.
Let me break out the good mattress. Ed looks like the type of guy who has a dog where the dog looks at him like, ah, jeez.
Watch that video.
Get it together, buddy.
Yeah.
Two minute video.
Wait, so how high up is your bed, Whitey? On the ground.
It's not that high up. It's just because it's the frame and then the mattress. So it's actually pretty low, which I like. I thought at first it was a little weird, and then I'm like, you know what? I like this. It's pretty comfortable.
Yeah, dude, mine's sitting on the ground on a box spring, and but it, there's no right. frame and
everyone,
no.
Oh, hold on, everyone.
No, no, but
no,
here's
no,
the thing.
No, 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 no. We're not mulling past this. We're not mulling past. No, I'm not going to hear you out because you just said you have a box spring that's hitting the carpet floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same thing as your
you
drawers. It's
white
the box
trash
spring.
Trailer park.
What? You have the same
truck,
bed just with drawers.
Piece of shit.
You have the same bed just with drawers. It's the same.
It's got
high,
stains.
Same
your bed's got stains. I know it. It's
no,
got
it
stains.
No, it doesn't, dude. I fuck clean my sheets all the time.
I don't believe it.
My bed has one stain.
But it it looks minimalist. I like it.
I fucking spilled some shit.
Of course you did.
Because I always.
Doesn't
Ed
look like the guy who's watching
I'm
TV?
To clean it with
like
everything.
He's laying on his back, and the only thing tilting his head up are the pillows, and he's eating cup noodle. He yeah, definitely has a TV that's on something that it, a TV's not supposed to go on, like some milk.
That's not true.
Yeah, he has a recliner.
I have a proper TV stand.
He's got tube socks.
Yeah. He has calf eye tube socks that he scrunches down.
I do live in some ways like a college student, but I'm not that bad.
I love you, man.
But you, not that you, bad.
You spilled something on your bed like those commercials, mattress commercials with an yeah. old fat guy spills wine on his bed.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Whatever. Own it. It's a feature.
Well, well, well.
No, because how do you clean that?
You don't. You just cover it up with a sheet.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, that poor woman. Imagine you're a girl.
she never knows about it. She's,
you're
it's
in your
the
late
30s.
You, like,
you just flip over the mattress.
You know you only got a few eggs left. You meet up with him. You go
bro,
home
to
with
watch
him.
Daily bro. Show.
And you see him undress, and you just see these two hairy ass cheeks. Just these two fucking pale hams with hair on them.
Fucking wife beater.
This is really upsetting.
It looks like a hard-boiled egg that you dropped on the floor.
I think this is my last time. Can we call it a show? Can we legally call it a show?
Man, dude. He just lays on
this
the bed like a turtle.
Unfunny Zach Galifianakis.
I just lay on my back and let it happen.
Just like a fucking, you ever seen a tortoise when it looks like it's dying?
I'm just happy to be here.
Aren't you glad you came back?
Yeah, sure. I like it here. It's fine. It's better than nothing.
Hey,
I was going to be just
do you go
vomiting.
On any other shows anymore?
Nope. Well, yeah, sometimes I go in Golf City.
Golf?
But I'm kind of out of the whole. Yeah, Gastly and I can't go on Sinatra's show because he's
wait, Gastly. You said Gastly and. Is there more?
Well, Gastly and Phil. Yeah.
Oh, Phil was the fish. Phil was the fish guy that used to do radio,
yeah.
right?
They both used to do radio together. Yeah.
Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah, I go on their show sometimes.
That makes a lot of sense.
Because they keep it relatively neutral.
Well, they have radio voices.
They do. They have radio voices.
I always thought Gastly had a crazy good voice for that.
He does.
So it makes sense he was in radio.
Yeah, but like I used to go on I used to go on Sinatra's show, but I can't
Golf
do
City,
it
he says.
I doubt I'm
wait, did Bill is Bill Burr doing another Joe Rogan episode or is nah, this is an old someone made a clip from an old episode.
I'm sure he will eventually.
He hasn't been on there in so long.
He hasn't done much.
He hasn't done anything, bro. He's just died.
He got canceled because his wife flipped off Donald Trump or something. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, I heard of it.
I saw
that.
It. It was at a UFC fight or something.
Yeah, because Donald Trump has never done anything inflammatory ever in his life.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe people actually got upset about that.
Yeah, they're literally the same
dude,
as
the
people
I like,
they used
yeah,
to make fun of.
Some of the clips of her and him arguing on the podcast are fun. They're
those great. Are actually,
and
yeah,
and then when they
funny.
Give people like dating advice and shit, it's fucking good.
Yeah,
and
those
they disagree with
great.
Each other all the time because she's like a feminist and he's like just a regular guy.
And then I remember she made a book, and I think some people were like commenting like, "Oh, look at her! She's just making riding the coattails." It's like, dude, he's probably like, "Yeah, fucking make as much money as you can off my name." Like, what do you like? Bring let's bring more money into this relationship. Like, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, why would he be against that? But they don't care about him. They just care about like a lot of them are just like. They make everything political. And it's like Bill Burr is a fucking liberal, guys. Sorry, he's not your conservative dad. I don't know where you got this idea.
Become political.
Yeah, I don't.
Because
I don't
it is.
We're I talking don't about think he's Nia. Political at all.
No, you're not making it political, which is good, but like they do. That's what this was all about. That's why he got in trouble or whatever.
Oh, about the flipping off thing?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, he did.
And when they bitch about his wife, that's also political. Did
something bad happen from that?
Nah, he's fine.
No.
Oh.
You can't cancel Bill Burr. He's like Dave Chappelle.
It's like canceling Boston. You'd have to cancel a whole, right. You have to cancel a whole state of Massachusetts.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you can't. He made a appearance where he talked about it, and he was just like, fuck those idiots. That's all he said.
Yeah, what do you expect? You think he's not going to defend his wife? Yeah, like, come on. Of course he's not a monster.
Even if he did disagree, he's not fucking going to fight when he goes home.
But it's one of those things where, like, people get an idea of someone that doesn't make a lot of sense. Like, George Carlin was not a Republican hero. I don't understand where people get...
Nah, but he was like he was libertarian ideas. Though.
Nah, he was a liberal.
Nah, he was pretty, libertarian.
He was actually further left than most people.
Nah, he shit on both sides in the government.
Yeah,
as a
but
whole.
he wasn't a libertarian.
Yeah, he was. That's what a libertarian is.
Dude, shitting on the government does not automatically make you a libertarian. We all shit on the government.
Literally, the definition.
It isn't.
It is.
It just isn't.
It's anti-government.
You don't even know. Libertarian is not anti-government, okay? A lot of political philosophy is anti-government. It's not just libertarian, okay?
Like what? Like what else?
Like George Carlin was a... Here, let's see. What would you call him?
He was a libertarian, dude. I mean, I don't think he was actually anything.
Okay, I'll just look it up. Was George Carlin libertarian?
But he shit on, like, everything, all sides.
Sure, but that doesn't... He had a political...
Yeah, and it was very clearly fuck the government.
He might have been closer to anarchist than anything.
Yeah, he was libertarian. He wasn't.
It's not really libertarianism.
He wasn't conservative or liberal. He was like just a regular dude. Same with Bill Burr. I don't think Bill Burr is political either, to be honest.
He's anti-Trump. That's probably enough for some people.
I mean, yeah, but that doesn't mean you're political.
No, I don't think he's political.
Like, I don't like Trump. I'm not political.
I mean, he has his politics, but his content isn't political.
Also, Nia's ugly. Can we all just admit it?
I mean, she's not my type.
I like her, but she's like...
No, we argued about this. I don't agree with you on that one.
You think she's hot?
Yeah, he's crazy.
She's, no, not hot, but she's pretty.
Let me look at her. Let me look at this girl.
She used to be. That's the thing. I remember that's what Whitey convinced me of. When she was younger, she was hot, but...
I mean, they're both old though.
Oh yeah, they're old as fuck now.
She was hotter when she was younger.
Was she like 40 or something? She's not that old.
Aren't they in their 50s?
She's younger than him, I think.
Oh, what's her age? Let's find out.
Oh, Nia, she is. Renee. Yeah, she's 54. Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah, they're old.
God damn, they're gonna both be dead when their kids are like 18.
How old are their kids?
Like, very young. Like, toddlers.
Oh.
they started pretty late.
That sucks.
My brother just had a baby, so... And he's pushing 40, so it's still kind of not ideal. Like, you kind of want to have a baby in your early 30s if you want a baby, right?
Yeah, that's the ideal.
Late 20s,
I'm having back and forth with my girl with that one right now.
Oh, yeah. How's that going? Do you guys...
I mean, like...
What, are you down to 5 months now you got left?
I gave her an answer. I said, hey, listen, I'm open to it, but not right now. And, like, now it just feels like she's still in the relationship, but, like, I just get this, like, sense, you know? That sense of...
Banging someone on the side?
Yeah. No, not that. It's just more like she's just emotionally... slightly, not completely, but definitely slightly disconnected.
Does she watch your podcast?
If she listened to this podcast, we would no longer be a thing.
Really?
Hands down.
Why? Oh, dude. Why? You haven't said anything bad about her?
No, not about her, like, but about everything. Jim, how many slurs have we said in the past several
the
episodes?
The things he say, kind of anti.
She's like, she cares about that shit?
Yeah, she cares, yeah.
Oh, she's why? Like normal, dude, you're like my friend. Woman. My buddy does that. He always dates chicks that, like, he would...
Because, Jim, let's be honest. I gotta.
You know there's girls that don't give a shit about that stuff,
Yeah,
right?
Can I explain this to you? The girls that don't give a shit about that live in the Northeast...
They're like infants.
Dogs!
They're like little babies.
Dogs, dude, and you know they are. Don't you dare lie to me.
Yeah, that's true. What about the South? Go South then.
I don't want to live in that because then I don't want a girl who's like fucking like the other way. Because then
that's hot. Doesn't give a shit about. No, well, no, my girls slurs.
Don't. First off, well, all right, hold on. Everybody, pump the brakes real quick. Because I'm okay that she has those thoughts. She's a different fucking person.
I wasn't saying it's not okay. I was just surprised. Is all.
Are you sure? I mean, is it really that surprising that a white girl has those thoughts?
No,
it's just surprising to me that you would date someone that has that.
Because she's at least she's open to the thoughts I have. However, sometimes like you hear me, I go off the rail sometimes, and it's like Jesus Christ, get it together.
Yeah,
yeah, no, that's fair. She pulls you back,
but she wants a kid with you, so
and then you probably kind of
pull her. She's right. I mean, I was actually thinking that the other day. It's like fuck, she was because I originally was saying no. And then I guess she thought a couple months went by where I never brought it up. So she was thinking like, oh, maybe he's starting to turn around. And then coincidentally, like before my birthday, I made this one joke like, oh, God, could you imagine having fucking kids running around like that?
You're just eating steak. You're like, kids.
Yeah, pretty much. Dude, literally.
So you haven't given it much thought.
I mean, literally. And then she was just like, and then she got real quiet. And then it became a thing where it's like, I thought like your mind would change. Like, where is this going? Da, 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 da. And I'm like. But I did think about what Ed just said. It's like, oh wow, she wants to have kids with me. What is she like, nuts?
Like that usually is when I start checking out of the relationship. That's pretty much.
Yeah, but Ed, you're in your 40s, so you're thinking never having kids.
I'm done. Yeah, okay. No, I never wanted kids ever.
See, that's the thing,
life.
Jem. I don't.
People didn't believe me.
I don't want to
be
Ed.
Bill Maher,
I don't want Jem. I don't want to be Ed.
That's what I told. That's what I was saying. You don't want to be that fucking guy. No one wants to be that.
Ed, you sleep on a box spring.
It is like smarter people should have kids.
You sleep
not
on
dumb people.
Ed, but I don't want to be you. I want to better myself.
You're already worse. You go on the internet.
That one hurt.
You go on Instagram. You're objectively worse than me.
That one hurt.
I would be a better father than you, hands down.
Not on your
just
life.
Hands down.
Ed, not on your life,
Ed,
champ.
Your knees would give out.
I'm capable of taking
your back would just snap.
Things seriously.
The thought of holding the child.
Yeah. Okay. I'm old. That's what fathers are. They're old. You can be old and be a dad. Bill Burr is doing it.
Yeah, but it gets so much sadder each year.
Bill Burr's a millionaire.
I don't want kids. I never wanted kids.
I know, but you're gonna be. Imagine in another 10 years, bro. You're gonna be 50.
You're gonna
just
be the
that
guy,
weird
that,
single guy.
Yeah, the guy that shows
eventually
up
I'll,
to the family gathering.
Eventually, I'll be dead. Yeah.
Oh, you just live in someone's basement apartment.
Well, I mean, you know, it is really hard.
To be fair,
to
I'm
kind.
I'm still.
Who doesn't want kids?
I'm still on the fence. So, like, the fact that he just said, "Eventually, I'll be dead," that does sound peaceful.
Yeah, there nice. Is always. That's why I'm still on the fence too. Technically,
people
like,
get their lives. People start to have
matter.
Kids. They get their lives in order. They get themselves situated. They get to a point where there's very little drama or chaos in their lives, and then they introduce children. It's like, what do you like?
But then what is the
opposite of what I want?
So then,
in my life,
does it make sense for anyone to have kids? Because obviously, if that wasn't true,
I
then
think not.
None of us would be here, though, right?
Nah, right. I think that's probably the better outcome.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care about
I think
I get what you're saying.
I think we're done. We can just stop. No, if people want to have kids, they can have kids. I just
what does that
kids.
Mean?
We're terrible. Human beings are terrible. I don't want to make what? More.
Why are we terrible?
We're just terrible. Kill each Why? Other. Rape. Steal.
Yeah, we do good stuff too, though.
Nah, not much.
I've never raped or killed or stolen. Well, I've stolen.
Not but. Yet. The night's still young.
It's depressing.
No, I don't know. I just don't want kids. But
see, I just never want to be that. Whatever you are right now.
Why
with
is
your
that? Like
outlook.
Your society told you that. Because
you sound
sad.
Depressed. You sound like you're on fucking
antidepressants. No, I'm happy. I'm not depressed. I swear.
And I've seen your Twitter replies.
Humans
you
are
not
evil.
Happy.
Yeah, no.
Don't you dare lie to us,
dude. I mean, seriously, if you're just gonna look at my Twitter, it's never gonna seem happy.
No,
that's where I go
you
to
gotta
be.
Get off Twitter.
Why? It's not as bad as you're perceiving it.
Well, as long as you stay on Instagram with us, that's fine. I'm all.
Also,
by the way,
I'm
only going to DM
fun,
you on
way,
Instagram.
I'm having a great time. Just because I'm raging at conservatives or whatever doesn't mean I'm not having a great time.
That's fun. Why do you, by the way, do
being at conservatives?
I like conflict.
No. I mean, you're going to stay on Instagram though, right? Like, if I DM you there, you'll get it.
Maybe. I don't know.
You'll like it better. It's so much better.
I don't know if I'll get it though. I don't know if how.
Dude, the algorithm is so good. Whatever you like, you'll probably get what you're looking for.
It'll just be tits.
Well, you'll get tits.
Cool.
And there's funny shit, and then the comments are hilarious, and then anytime someone tries to be offended by the comments, it gets, like, way less upvotes than all the people shitting on that person, and it's just a funny app.
That's everywhere.
By the way, Jim and I have you'll had see the this difference. Back and forth about what this girl looks like. Have you ever seen Killers of the Flower Moon, Ed?
Nope. Killers of the Flower Moon?
Yeah, look at the main actress.
Why would they kill the Flower Moon?
Whitey. I have a plan.
What's the plan?
Here's what you do, all right?
Uh-huh. Oh.
Next time you're on a date with your girl, you very casually, don't make it weird, but casually slip out like a faggot.
Oh,
no. See the reaction.
No, we've talked about that word.
Okay, the nigger.
What's her name?
I say that in front of her.
Oh, well, I thought you said if she heard the podcast, she'd fucking flip.
Because, Jem, our podcast is not that funny. Like, so it's literally just racial slurs for 2 hours, dude.
Oh, yeah, so it's an extended period
of time. Out of context. Yeah, dude, imagine just, like, the person you love and you just, like, turn on a podcast. Like, I'm going to hear a podcast with my boyfriend. Oh, fucking Harry Tubman looks like Fly E.T.
Oh, on Christmas, if someone was like, I found you, fucking...
Yeah,
dude. Cut it
off! It'd be a nightmare. Jeff, it's over. It's Death Kid, Death Kong 500. Like, I don't even know how to explain
it. At least you have a way out.
I know, but she's a cool fuck. I don't want... Ah, man.
Yeah, she's going to lock you, and you're going to have a kid with this bitch.
Oh, jeez.
Dude, I told you, you guys should do the fucking
miserable
thing where you, like, spend a day with kids. Like, adopt a brother or whatever, little brother.
We've watched my niece and big nephew brother. Before.
No, that's different.
Is it?
I'm a good uncle. Well, I think that's
dude,
where
the thing
where
is, I think she's going to get a dog, cat, dude. And I told her to get a dog. She yeah. You know what she told me? You know what she told me? She goes, that's too much responsibility.
Oh my! But no, you want a shit. Kid?
I know. That's what I thought. I was like, "Oh, come on, babe! Like, wait, what do you mean?" But I think, to be fair, in her mind, she's like, she's ready for that, but she just doesn't want that with a dog right now.
She think, yeah, it's too much responsibility for what is essentially just a animal,
a pet.
Right, yeah. Right. That makes sense.
No, I get her. I do get her mindset, but part of me is like, kind of wants to get a dog, so she might be like, maybe.
No, you can't turn this off.
No,
I've been there. Dude, I've ended relationships.
She is a very maternal girl. Like she's planned and thought about this for a long time now.
Like people think I'm fucking around, like I'm going to change my mind. That's what girls do.
I didn't think I'd be the guy though. I didn't think she would look at me and be like, oh, that's the guy I want to be the father. Like what? Like
if she wants to be with you at all, she'll eventually want a kid with you. Yeah. They have it's like in their DNA. Can't get rid of it. You can't turn it off.
But isn't it technically in ours too?
To the extent that we want to fuck as many women as possible.
Yeah.
I think we want
not really to raise.
I think we want to have the kid but then leave and like just have.
Yeah, we want to have like 4,000 kids with 4,000
We want to deposit the materials and be on our
own. And run. And go on shit with our bros.
That's why I say I feel like the way I do things.
But
as
then
a man
why
is
though
more
are the most
line.
Successful kids and families were like the father and the mother in the picture? There must be a biological reason for that.
Nah, I think it's mostly society is built around that.
But why though? Like why did it start like that? There must have been a starting point where like both
religion.
No, I think to actually like want to raise your kid as a dad is the normal thing. I think the people who run away are just weird and fucked up.
I think it's the opposite.
You probably have like, you think abandoning your kid is good, morally
yes.
Great? Yeah.
Yo, Eddie's
no, not
just
moral.
On that
I'm not bringing morals.
Spring, just fucking...
Yeah, he's just living in a fucking vortex.
I'm not bringing morals into this. It's not about morals. Morals are made up. It's about.
Well, isn't it your gut?
Said every pedophile ever.
I don't think being a father is like a...
Dude, a pedophile would definitely be like during a documentary, like, yeah, what are your morals? All right?
Morals are made
you
up.
You think you're better than me? Like, yeah, yes, Mr. Pedophile, I do.
No, I think morals are good. I just don't think, like, you can't cite them for, like, biology, with biological, like, conversations. It's not about morals.
But
what are men like designed to do? I think they're just designed to fuck.
Don't some morals though come from a biological standpoint, like your gut instinct and shit like that, and your fight and
some,
flight?
Yeah,
and
probably.
And fucking whatever the.
Or at least what we think are biologically. We're not necessarily right about what our biology is either.
So then we can't really have a fucking statement on this if then or
we're all retarded basically is what I'm saying.
Now you sound like Jem. Now you sound like an emo kid who's 15.
Well, gee, he's right.
Yeah, he called me that.
I'm glad you came around.
The ultimate projection. The ultimate projection. Dude.
People are stupid.
I'm glad Ed came around to Ed Jem's point of view.
I didn't feel like that was controversial to say.
Only took two episodes.
Dude, when I was 15, I did kind of have that in me.
I used to think
like you when I was like a teenager.
Did you wear eyeliner?
No, I wasn't actually emo. I'm just saying I had that outlook. That's gay shit. I hate that shit.
You wear a necklace?
I think society plays a
not
bigger
even,
role.
No, necklaces, bracelets are gay.
I just think society plays a bigger role in
how
we feel about raising kids. It's not
now watches are edgy. Gay too.
I'm sorry, Ed, what were you saying?
I just don't feel like what I'm saying is very edgy or anything. It's just like society plays a
no,
bigger role.
No, it's cringy, dude. It's not edgy.
It's not cringy at all. It's just like that's biologically men are sort of geared to just fuck.
No, I agree with that, but like
that was my whole point. I don't.
Why do you think we're
Ed, can you
put
the fidget cube down for 4 seconds?
Fidget cube, he says.
You can hear it just smacking.
Cube. What was your question, Jem?
What's a fidget cube?
Never mind. He had some question about why I believe something.
I don't know. I forget. It seemed good at the time, but
the fuck's a fidget cube?
I have the mind of a fucking gerbil. Yeah, what
I don't
is
know. I don't think people are monogamous by nature.
Oh no. I said why do you think we're geared to fuck everything?
I used to think
I don't
that
know,
too,
it just seems to be
I,
what our behavior is.
That's a good
it's no, just to line up with how we act.
No, it's to have kids, Ed.
No, I think
we're
supposed
to
have
survive.
I think we're supposed to have kids. I just don't think that the like traditional platonic family is how we're designed to do that biologically.
Yeah, but why did it come about?
I think we're supposed to pump and dump.
Again, why did it come about, though? Why does that exist?
It's just the way society built. Like, I think normally
yeah,
what
but
it is...
Why
is like,
would, but why, like, was the start of it that? Like, who... For what was the reasoning for that that became a thing?
I don't know.
Outside
be,
of biological. Like, why would... Why,
yeah, I don't know.
Why
because
did
it
we
used
pick
to be
this
different.
And then
it
run
used to be
this?
Different.
There
like,
must,
people
there
would
must
just
have
like,
been a way... There must be a reason on why this was the... The thing that was picked, and then
there's got to be something,
and we kept running with it
because initially we didn't, right? Like initially we just like have our tribes and shit. We just fuck people and
were
get
you
them
there?
Pregnant.
I wasn't there.
Yeah, what are you talking?
Do I have to be there?
I mean, it would help.
That's true.
It would help.
I guess that's.
That's like saying,
that's
"Did
not,
you fuck her?" I don't know.
That's
did
not
I have
wrong.
To be there? big difference if you were there.
I think monogamy is relatively a recent.
It's
thing,
not. You see, this is the thing, bro. Remember that girl? This is why I got into a fight with a girl Whitey brought on because she was saying the same shit. It's so dumb, dude. Well, there's birds that are like millions of years old. There's birds that mate for life. There's so many animals.
Okay,
that
well, we must be exactly like those birds.
No, I'm just saying it's not
be,
new.
No other parallel.
It's
monkeys
not a human
don't.
Thing.
Monkeys don't mate for life.
Some
we're,
do.
We're directly... what monkey mates for life? There might be one. Here, let's see.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some primates that do. And like almost every bird, a ton of mammals. Like, it's way older than humans.
Monogamy is rare in monkeys and primates. Within monkeys, an example of a species that tend to be monogamous can be found in the Azara owl monkeys. Let's see how human-like these things are.
Well, yeah, we should all be like monkeys then.
Monkeys
that's the right way
we are
to be.
Like, we are like monkeys. We can't help it.
Be like the
yeah,
bonobos.
Yeah, it's this little squirrel-looking monkey. It's the least like a person.
Yeah, you never seen a...
When she brought up bonobo, you're like, bonobos! You start freaking out.
I was fuming.
I mean, dude, she's.
Why are you so like?
I was on
monogamy.
Her side though. To
why does
for
it
the
matter?
Most part, if not all of it, because dude, like, there are people that do want to live that lifestyle.
No, I know, but it's different to say that, and then it's different what she and now Ed's doing, where they
what
try to
she,
make it just.
What was she doing?
She was saying it's a new construct. That
I
it's,
don't.
It's like,
it
it's
is
not.
A it is a mostly new concept.
Wait,
we're
wait,
talking
dude,
like
what, what's
we're
a
not
new
talking
construct?
We're not talking yeah new as in
monogamy?
Like
monogamy.
Hundreds and hundreds of years ago, like we're not
what?
Talking like
Ed. There are birds that are millions of years
that
old that are
mean
monogamous.
Anything.
Wait, Ed,
how does that
Ed,
not mean anything?
Ed, monogamy is not hundreds of years ago. What are you talking about?
Yeah, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
Wait, what do you mean me?
Not, I, not you, Woody. All right. No, I'm talking about him and the girl.
Okay.
When
I don't get where people
monogamy.
Get this. Like,
Ed, it's
ideology.
Not even like a Google search. It's more than hundreds of years ago. You have to have a thought process of that.
No, I said hundreds and hundreds. I'm talking like thousands.
That well, then say thousands, even though that's still not true, but say thousands next time.
We're talking hundreds of millions.
Monogamy might have increased much more recently, less than 10,000 years ago.
Is he fucking autistic? What, Ed, you're retarded.
I'm just Googling it. I'm just Googling it. I don't fucking, you don't no, but know you understand about what you're saying.
You understand there's animals that are monogamous that have been around for millions and millions
that
of years, right?
That doesn't, like, you can't just say this animal is monogamous, therefore the human monogamy must be the default.
No, but you said monogamy was new.
I wasn't talking about within all of the animal species. I was talking about within humans. We're different.
How? We're not that different.
We are that different.
We come from those animals.
Guys, we can change our behaviors in ways they can't.
Let's focus on humans real quick. Let's not care about
it. We can rationalize our own behavior and change it if we feel like it. That's what makes us
so can a fucking bird.
No, they can't.
Yes, they can. I've seen birds do crazy shit.
When they say they mate for life, they mean
as a general rule. I'm sure if birds could change their routine, they would stop flying into windows.
True. Nice. Have you ever seen a seagull, dude?
Yeah, I've seen them.
There was no Wendy's parking lots in fucking a million years ago. But seagulls still—they adapt.
I get what you're saying. Obviously, all animals, if not, maybe I shouldn't say all, but most animals.
I don't think there's.
That's how animals survive is by adaptation.
Even when you think about it, like if the reason for existing is to have kids, which is probably true biologically, right? Just to have kids and move on. But, like, wouldn't it make more sense that human beings were meant to, like, just fuck as many people as possible so that they can make as many kids as possible to perpetuate the species instead of, like, just having one girl and getting together and having, two or three kids?
But couldn't that
doesn't it make more sense naturally?
That might be the quantity over quality thing. And then if you create too much...
No, I think it's just we are more self-aware.
Can I get a fucking word?
I'm going to let you finish, but Beyonce... Go ahead.
Well, I'm saying, like, if you did it that way, then couldn't that also be the possibility? I'm not saying this is real or not, but couldn't that be the possibility of overproducing of underquality, like humans, which creates an overpopulation of a bad species, which will then lead to its
AKA what we're living in right now.
Its inevitable fall.
You're such a trad con, Jim.
No, I'm actually agreeing with your initial point.
I was asking an actual question.
I mean, yeah, no, I think maybe, I don't know. That wasn't a stupid question. It's just like,
Oh, thanks.
It's true.
Well, I don't know if it's true. It's just I'm asking.
No, the thing about us is that we can adapt in ways that other animals can't. So it's like it's not even really a serious conversation.
That is
at
true.
The end of the day.
There are not like there's not as many animals. There are very few animals that adapt the way that humans.
I can just say I don't want to have kids, and then that can
that's
be
not
that.
True. That's not true either.
That is true.
What do you mean?
It's not.
It is though. How's it not? You're saying it's not, but you're not backing it up with anything.
We just have more. We have thumbs and shit. That's the only reason why we're doing better.
Well, buddy, Jim.
That's ridiculous.
I didn't say why we're able to adapt. However, we're able to adapt.
We have thumbs.
I mean,
dolphins are smart, but they can't grab shit.
Okay, well then it's harder for them to
gorillas
adapt. They can't.
Thumbs.
They can't live.
I bet dolphins are thinking about all types of engineering. They
Then guess what? They can't adapt as easy as us. Sorry, because they don't.
No,
have
we have better brains. We have better brains. That's an objective reality.
Brains, yeah. Thumbs, fingers.
The problem is the smarter an animal gets, the dumber it is, right? Like, the smarter an animal gets, the more retarded it is.
I hate it.
I don't know what that means. I don't even know what that means.
Think about the ways that, like, dogs act and monkeys act. They'll make mistakes. They'll do stupid shit.
What do you Ed, what the fuck are you? God.
A monkey will jerk off. A monkey will jerk off.
Ed doesn't believe in anything.
Everything I'm saying is correct.
You're just saying stuff now. You sound like Jim. I love Jim.
It's like the more capable our brains are of being like smart, the more
he
capable
does.
They
he sounds
are.
Like you're, he sounds like when you're
is
bored
this what I sound like?
And the podcast is teetering off. Like you're ready to go to bed.
Everything I'm saying is objective.
God, I gotta
everything
work on that.
Everything you're saying is I want to go to bed soon.
Okay, just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it's not true.
No, but Ed, you just said the smarter you get, the dumber you get.
It's kind of true, in a way.
Well, you keep saying that, which is really pissing me off. Why do you keep saying that?
Are you talking about like the horseshoe theory?
What's the horseshoe? No, what?
The horseshoe theory is like the closer you get to one side, it curves around back, and it's like the other side.
Ed,
the smartest people would be.
It's just like we have more capacity to be wrong about stuff. Like, the smarter you get, like, we could not buy into like Alex Jones conspiracy theories if we weren't as smart as we were. You know what I mean? We're so smart that we're capable of coming up with the dumbest shit. Like, that's true. That's just like actively true. Our brains have a greater capacity to come up with a bunch of stupid
Ed, I saw a monkey eating its own shit. Like, what the fuck are you, like, what are you talking about?
That's my point, though. Monkeys are smarter animals. They do stupid shit all the time, but they're smarter animals.
I see worms die on the sidewalk because it's too hot out. Ed, what are you talking about?
Did you not understand what I just said?
I do, but it's wrong. No, it's wrong.
No, it's not wrong.
Yes, dude. And someone think. Someone. Wrong. Oh my god! Someone believing in a conspiracy is less dumb than a baby bird in the nest falling out of the nest.
I didn't say they weren't. My point is,
you did though. You said yes,
no.
You
I didn't.
You
said no, I didn't. Dumb. You're hung up on the first thing I said, which is like a. Because
that was the thesis to this theory.
The smarter you are, the more intelligent you are, the more capable you are of stupidity.
In popular discourse, the horseshoe theory asserts
the worm dying
isn't stupid. Rather than being at opposite and opposing ends of a linear continuum of the political spectrum, closely resemble each other.
It's not horseshoe theory. He just said the word.
It's not just politics, though, so it's anything.
Well, also, Jem, I've noticed that Jem will just like say stuff.
That's a real thing. That's a dude. The closer you
He'll just throw out something that sounds like something you learned in a psychologically wonderful.
No, it's true. That's not what I'm talking about. Horseshoe
think about
theory
this.
Is obvious.
Let me just say this.
Far right
let me just say
are
this.
Almost the exact same.
That's the point. Here's the thing: take the blackest person on earth, like Nigerian. He's black. Like he's shimmers.
Why is he and then Nigerian?
And then take. Because that's
really
usually
black.
Where the blood. Yeah, they're really black.
They're really black.
And then take like an albino, like the whitest albino you've ever seen. Like they have a lot in common. They stand out. They, you know, it's a horseshoe theory.
You made it dumb. Horseshoe theory is far
the more
like
opposite
far right.
You are.
The far right is.
It's not just political though. It's a theory overall.
Oh my god, guys! Wait, hold up. I just found. I'm gonna post this in the chat. I just found the black person ever.
Uh oh. Is he Nigerian?
But I think you're right.
Oh
my god, you're doing the Beavis and Butthead laughs. This is
Harriet fucking Tubman.
For anyone listening, it's E.T. I posted a picture of E.T.
Nobody's listening.
Wasn't
no, it's not. It's Harriet Tubman on the bus.
It's not. No, it's not.
She sat in the front.
She wasn't on the bus. She was kicked off.
Oh yeah, whatever. You know what I mean.
It's E.T., by the way.
By the way, why couldn't she just sit like everyone else and shut up?
Jesus Christ. Yeah, Chad, that was bad.
I feel like I have to answer the question now just to like
why'd
distance
she get all
myself.
Uppity?
Yeah, she was. We would have called her Karen if that was.
Why
it.
Didn't she just follow the
By the way,
masters?
Jen, you talked about how like people aren't able to say those words. We're saying them, and we're posting this shit, and it's not getting shut
yeah,
down.
Yeah, but we're not on fucking.
Yeah, but
we're not on network TV.
Nobody wants to be on
that's,
your podcast.
That's
You've made zero success. Nobody watches this. Yeah, so that's a consequence of all of those things.
He's got a point there. However, going back to the network TV thing, you don't have like some God-given right to be on a fucking TV channel. They could tell you no if they don't want you on there.
Who said
who said they did? Yeah.
I never said they did. What's
you're saying there's no censorship. It's like
no, I never said that. Never said that. Never once said that in my entire life. Never said that. Never came out of my face.
You're implying it.
No, implying. Well, you just said I said it, which is false.
What are you implying? What's your?
Well, I don't remember
point?
What
I'm implying
you said.
That
it was
if
an
you're
hour
entertaining
ago.
And you want to make it with entertainment, if you're actually entertaining, people will flock to you. They'll see you. They'll listen to you.
Yeah, now that the internet exists and shit, but before it
so
didn't.
So then why is anyone complaining?
Because people don't like censorship. I don't know.
Well, then fucking go on a different platform or make your own.
Censorship is totally fine.
I don't care. I don't own.
It just, yeah, I agree with
if
that.
If I owned a TV channel.
There's nothing wrong with censorship.
If I owned a TV channel, I would want to do what I want with the TV channel. It's my fucking
channel.
Yeah,
if I owned a TV channel, I'd keep racist shit off of it because I'd want to make money. Okay, like, it's easy
yeah, but what? If, but what if you made money off racists?
I there's a way to make money off racists without being racist.
True.
David Pakman gets hate watches, right? Like, you get
I don't
hate
know who
watches.
That is, but
just some liberal guy. You just be a liberal and get hate watches from right wingers.
Hey Ed, what's
or
the
other way around?
What's the DOJ? What is that?
The Department of Justice.
Oh right? Shit! Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, see the horseshoe theory. I didn't know it was a political thing, though. Honest to God, I thought
it's
it was
mostly
just
political. But it can work the other way. It can work. It can work non-politically, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Like the albino thing I was talking about.
I mean, it's probably kind of true. Yeah, because you have things in common, but you're completely like different. But all the things that you have in common are because you're so different, right?
Like, you ever seen something move so fast it looks like it's moving slow?
Your mom. Yeah, but I don't know how that.
Like rims on a car tire.
Like when you spin something, yeah. Like a ceiling fan.
And it looks like it's going in reverse very slowly. It's a horseshoe.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with horseshoes.
Yes, it does, because fast and slow are opposites, but when they come together,
okay, now you're stretching it too far.
How am I stretching it? That's exactly.
Because horseshoe theory is about behaviors. It's not about.
No, it's like, about anything. It's not about two motion. Opposites being close to each other. You ever touch something so cold it feels hot for a second?
Okay, yeah. That's not horseshoe theory. That's just not horseshoe theory.
I've done that, though, before.
Yeah,
I know what you mean.
They feel exactly the same.
That's just your body. That's just the way your body
thinking is something's the exact opposite.
That's not what horseshoe theory is, man.
That's how similar it is.
You took it too far.
You ever seen something so bright it looks dark?
No.
You never seen something so bright you close your eyes?
It's horseshoe theory.
Oh, no? Oh, then it's horseshoe theory.
If you see something too bright, you'll go blind. It'll be dark.
There you go. Horseshoe theory.
Well, horseshoe theory.
I think that's different.
It is different.
You ever eaten something so hot that it feels cold? Horseshoe theory.
Didn't you just say that already?
Anyway, horseshoe theory is like Antifa versus the Nazis. Like, or whatever. Not the Nazis, but the white nationalists. Like, Antifa versus white nationalists, they do the same things. They just believe the polar opposite things, but they have them more in common because of the way they behave.
Pain and pleasure. Horseshoe theory.
If you're into BDSM, it's horseshoe theory.
You ever heard something so loud that it was quiet?
Yeah, but that's the
I don't think so, actually.
It all ends up in the same place.
You ever heard something so loud that it was quiet?
But you would if you did. If you heard a bomb go off next to you, you'd be deaf.
But if I heard a bomb go off.
You ever met someone who's so alive that they're dead?
And Dindra.
You ever seen a vagina that was so much of a vagina it was a dick? Horseshoe theory.
Trans people are horseshoe
theory. Yo, there's a lot of horseshoe theory here in Bali. Thailand got a lot of horseshoe theory.
E.T. Rosa Parks.
By the way, so I decided to drink some milk now during this bulk I'm doing. And I drink three glasses of milk.
Here comes the fucking gym talk.
Before bed. Dude, I woke up at like 1 a.m. with the
when you have to wake up to shit, that's a
dude, you know what's funny? I woke up and I was up like, oh, I'm up. And then like a couple minutes went by and my stomach was like, and I'm like, ah. That's why I'm up. My body knows.
Oh no.
And I went right to the toilet and it was like someone turned on a fire hose. It was crazy.
So kind of shit you have to take a shower immediately after.
Yeah, I should have. But what I did, I just put boxers and then like some shorts that I knew I was going to wash. I just put them
did
on.
Did you wipe?
Oh, of course I wiped. And I wiped.
I just feel like you left that part out.
He's got
that's a pretty key step there. Did you use toilet paper? Did you need like Bounty paper towels?
I have nice toilet paper. It's only 2-ply, but it's like really nice. It's thick.
Yeah, me too.
But it's not like too thick. I hate when it's too thin. It's like, dude, like what is it? Like what am I wiping?
Nah, but you get those fire hose shits. It's like paper. I'm not even gonna wipe this. Like it's gonna go right through the paper. I'm going straight into the shower.
Yeah, I'm a big shower after shitting.
I wanted to, but I was
too tired. If it's a runny shit, fuck yeah, I'm going to take a shower.
I'm too tired, guys.
Wait, so are you lactose intolerant?
No, I mean, I guess.
Because that's what happens when I drink milk, because I get the shits like
my
crazy.
Stomach never bothers me. I just sometimes, like, I drink some milk today. I drank 2 glasses. I think it was the fact that I downed, like, just 3 glasses within a half an hour.
This is starting to get to
me. With cup of noodle, and, like, right before bed. It was like
I don't want to talk about milk.
Have you had ramen noodles yet?
Nah, I'm still never going to do it.
God damn, how have you not had fucking... can you believe it said he hasn't had ramen noodles?
They're not great. Like,
no, I know, but done. Still, to never have had them...
Ed, wait, same. Hold on.
That is a little
Ed,
weird.
This was a big arguable. Ramen noodle or cup noodle?
The same thing.
No. Ed, Jem, shut up. Ed, if you had to pick one... Ed, if you had to pick one, which one would you pick?
If I had to pick one, I'd get a packet of ramen.
God damn it.
Of course you would. God. Of course
why?
You would.
Why? Why, though?
Except for someone who hasn't had ramen.
If it's the same thing, why would you do the extra work then? That doesn't make any sense.
I can make it better.
Oh, my. I can make it better, he says.
I said all the same argument. Me and Ed are always the same on food for some reason. We're like neck
and
neck.
You just gotta, it's gross. You just pour hot water into it and wait for it to mush up. It's gross. I boil that shit.
Yeah, I drink it like soup. I think that's the difference between also me and you guys. I drink it like soup. You guys drink it like actual, like just noodles.
No, I do both. Depends on the mood.
Yeah, but it's nice when you can make it just like with barely any broth, just the noodles, no, dude, and all the flavor. But you've never had it the way.
You know, for someone who says that you shouldn't eat rice or wheat, like you're just eating noodles that are just gooey.
I don't eat noodles. I also, but yeah, those are also same with noodles are wheat.
By the way, I saw a clip from Cumtown. Remember, Jem, you were telling me about that like boogie documentary or whatever.
Oh yeah.
Dude, I saw that.
It's almost like. There's no way this can be real. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
that's
no
what
way
the whole documentary is.
Someone can have this little self-awareness.
It's insane, dude.
I saw that clip and I was like, I was defending him on one of the episodes without even seeing it.
This dude's complaining about money. His house is like worth $4 million or some shit like that.
That's insane. That's crazy.
Sell your fucking house. Holy shit.
Yeah, the
when
whole,
they showed his finances, it was insane. It was crazy.
Do you guys want to watch this one Cumtown clip, and then we'll wrap this episode up?
You got to watch that Sam Hyde clip.
Which one's the Sam Hyde clip?
The only funny thing that I think he's ever done.
Oh, the Big Boys video collection?
No. What? Oh, yeah. Actually, yes.
Yeah, it is that. Jem, here, can
that's
you...
That's the YouTube channel.
Can you do that one? Can you screen the one Ed sent, and then we can... do the one.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Dude, him looking for a job was so fucking pathetic. He has no intention of like bettering himself.
Nah, yeah, he totally just...
So is Brandon coming back?
No, I sometimes think that when he's late at night sometimes in Britain, he lies awake and he thinks about us. Like, just a passing thought. He's not dwelling on us, but sometimes it's a passing
something
thought.
With like, the Euro.
Yeah. Eating fish and chips, he's like, I don't know what those scoundrels are up to. He'll come crawling back.
Are you gonna screen share this fucking thing?
I forgot how, sorry.
It's unreal.
What do you mean you forgot how? Just click the screen share button.
No, I know, but I forgot that was the thing.
Alright, do it. Do it!
I'm still forgetting.
So wait, Ed, are you gonna be free? Like, what nights screen are you share free now?
It's usually Monday and Tuesday, but if you let me know in advance, I can try.
All right, that's fair.
Mondays. It all depends on how much money I make. If I make money, then I can get flexible. If I'm not making any money, then I got to put all my hours in.
Hey, Jem, I mean, you really forgot how. I mean,
I did. I literally did.
God, dude.
I think there's more options now.
Share your screen. God. It's literally the second
Ed
option.
Why don't you do it?
All right.
No, hold on. Okay.
I'm sorry. Wait, hold on. Let Jem do it.
Let him do it.
Jem's like, why would you take this?
I forgot how to do it. I think Discord updated or something.
It always updates. Oh, shit.
Oh no, it's because I'm using a dual. I have two monitors. That's why.
Well, I'd figure it out real quick.
Yeah, it's not. It's literally a button.
I know, but
I don't know if everything's working though. I'm seeing the whole screen.
Wait, but how do I see it?
You click Ed's name. There's an echo. Ed, fix your no, I don't like this.
I don't like this.
Well, I'm leaving.
No, it's because he had. Yeah. Oh yeah, why is there? Oh no, because he's sharing Discord.
Oh yeah.
See, Ed's fine. Ed, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, Ed, you idiot.
Jem, are you able to do it again?
Hang on.
Oh my god, this is.
I actually don't know how to do that.
This hurts. You know what? I don't care. I'll just watch the videos and, like,
I just mute myself.
I'm just not going to watch them.
You just mute Discord.
I don't want to mute you, Ed. I want to, like, oh my God.
Wait, no, because if he mutes, we won't be able to hear, right?
No, it's just he. Jem left. I think he X'd out of Discord. I wonder if he did that on purpose.
Is it still? How the fuck do you do this?
Jem, did you accidentally X out of the Discord or something? Yeah. You thought you were Xing out of like the screen share.
Yeah.
I've done that so many times.
I'm usually the one who shares. So
it's
I'm
the scariest thing too. It's like, ah.
It just went quiet. I was like, wait. What happened? Wait, is he sharing?
I'm sharing, but is there an echo?
There's an echo.
Yeah, but you can just shut the fuck up and watch it.
But the whole point is to laugh during something like this, Ed.
Fine, there'll be an echo in the laugh. It's not that big of a deal, is it?
I'm trying to run a professional podcast here.
Wait, he's not. He's just sharing Discord again.
Oh my
God. Yeah, well, there's Jem, like, how else do you do it?
Please figure it out, please, Jem.
All right, I'll do it.
Ed, you've been elite.
I've been demonetized.
You made fun of me.
You've been relieved of your duties, dude.
I think I always just dealt with the echo.
Oh, my God.
Noise suppression. Dude,
Ed's the only white person that has the smoke detector that beeps.
Beep. Whitey, how do I get out of here, though?
Get out of where?
Out of his watch.
Click the text channel general. Just click general.
Okay, now what? Oh, there we go.
Yeah, I know, settings, dude. I'm telling you, it's one of the... I still sometimes forget how to get out of the screen share. Or the
right, stream. I got it. I just have to open this.
All right. I mean, this hurts. All right, there we go. Thank you, Jem.
You see it?
Yes, we're there.
Can you hear it?
No.
Don't watch this shit.
We're watching the wrong one first.
What?
Watch the Sam Hyde one.
Let's watch Ed's first, and then we'll watch Come Down.
What's Sam Hyde?
It's that video he sent earlier.
Well, I have to redo it now.
I see. I understand how you did it.
You have to share the right window, you know?
It's not just the window.
Scroll up in the general chat.
Yeah, but which one? Everyone posted a lot of
stuff. It's the one video that Ed posted.
Oh, the Norm MacDonald?
No.
Jem, are you just being stupid to be stupid?
You said the one video he posted. I'm looking at the one video.
I'm sorry. He posted more than one. That's my bad.
Big Boys video collection?
Big Boy video collection.
Oh, my God.
Do it, fool.
So, share screen. All right, I got it.
What do you mean? You did it before.
I'm doing it.
All right.
Can you hear it?
Well,
I tell you what.
Yes. Can you turn it up? I'm sorry. I can turn it up on my end. You're good.
It's almost all the way up. No, it is all the way
good,
up.
You're good. I can hear it.
I'm not playing it, though.
2 minutes. This better be good.
Are we good?
Yeah.
You're good, though. I tell you what. That cheese we tried that I liked, couldn't figure out what it was. It was Swiss cheese.
Oh. Well, it's been a pretty good night. It's been fun enough. I like hanging out with my brother. I like hanging out with my brother's wife. Even though she is what she is.
Nick, she's got an associate's degree.
Can we pause this?
I know you may think she's just a hot little package.
What's with his hair?
Is this supposed to be like are they parodying a TV show or something?
I don't know. I think it's just what it is. Watch it.
Never mind. Just play it.
I thought it was real at first.
I kind of like that haircut, though, he's got.
It looks like Big Brother. Yeah, dude, it does look like
it suits him. Like, I can see someone having that haircut.
But she's educated. I love her forever, no matter what. Isn't that right, babe?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a lot to love. You guys make me sick when I look at you, but it's not because of you, because you're my brother and I love you.
Jem, pause it.
Why just kids, you know,
it's
better.
Yeah, Ed, is this supposed to be like, it's so weird, it's funny kind of thing?
You haven't seen it yet. Just watch it.
I'm watching it, dude. Really.
Watch the part that it is. It's the only thing he's done that I like.
It's like, oh, it's so smart that it's over your head kind of thing. So
it's not
like,
smart. It's stupid as fuck. Just watch it.
All right.
Does it get good?
Yeah, it gets good.
It's this dog of a woman that you married.
Choose your words carefully, big guy. This is my wife you're talking about here. Let me tell you what we're going to do. Me and Amber, we got a new tandem bicycle. We're going to go up to New Hampshire, tool around on that. You bring Zarnubius. Tandem bicycle's good, okay?
Pause
I'm
it.
Getting more wine.
Pause it, Jem.
No, help yourself.
This is like discount Tim and Eric.
Just now, a little bit.
Now I can see why Tim, he probably was upset because
finish
like,
the video.
All right, Jeff, play.
Yeah, this is why they got mad at him. All
right, play it real quick.
Jeff, pause it real quick. Enjoy.
I just wanted to piss off Adam, so you can play it.
It is a little Tim and Eric.
Like. All Tim and Eric.
Nick, what's going on, big guy? You just tripped my wife.
That's actually my beautiful home. Have a wine party so I can throw your wife through a table.
Nick, we're talking about my wife here, for Christ's sake. You just tripped her. I watched you do it with my own two
feet. Do you
really
want to sit here and go through the rigmarole?
Nick, my wife's laying here bloody in bed. Come on.
He flubbed on that one line.
Yeah.
She can say whatever she wants, but I didn't trip your wife. I didn't trip you. You fell.
When my field hockey wife asked me to marry her, I said yes. And I made a vow that day to stand behind her. So you don't go tripping her.
You're going to sit here and point fingers at me, and she's going to crawl around on my $1,900 rug, bleeding from her f***ing eye sockets and trying to tell me that I shoved her through a goddamn table? You're f***ing crazy as she is.
I think you're right.
You owe me $2,000.
That's all right. It's Tim and Eric.
I laughed once.
It's Tim and Eric.
Yeah. A little edgier, I guess.
It's discount Tim and Eric.
It's having fun with violence against women, which is always good.
That's, I mean.
Hey, that's the only thing I think that way.
I just thought it was discount
funny.
Tim and Eric. So. That's funny, though. That was a good chuckle at first.
Yeah, I laughed at one part.
All right, what's the other?
Hey, buddy, you tripped my wife.
Play the cut. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, the way
that's
he
the
reacted
part that's
to
funny,
it.
Where he's like, that's the, what's going on, but what's going on?
Yeah, what's going on? That was funny.
You don't go tripping her. You don't go tripping my wife.
That's when you know it's like, hey, man, sketch comedy on YouTube, good. A 15, 30-minute show on Adult Swim, a little stretched out, a little too long.
That's a little too much.
Yeah, a little too much.
I watched the I made the horrible mistake of taking a date to the Aqua Teen Hunger Force movie.
What? That is the dumbest thing.
The worst
Why?
Thing. Ever. I turned it around. I made it work. I made it work because we just complained about it the whole time.
And what, ate beans all day in your box spring?
No, we went and got some drinks.
Disgusting.
Ate beans.
Dude, Ed is the type of guy that eats beans from a can.
Definitely. I don't eat beans at all. I hate beans. They're disgusting.
He loves Bush's brown fucking beans.
And hot dogs.
Dude, his dad definitely made hot dogs in Vietnam, which, by the way, who's if you had a great dad?
Everybody's dad.
Oh, yeah, everybody. Jesus. Nice grilled dog.
Play the Cumtown one.
Some mustard. Is that the
but this is something
one?
That we've all seen.
I want to see it again because it was funny. Wait, oh, Jem, oh, I'm sorry. Jem saw
it's not
this?
Funny. It's sad.
If Jem saw this, then never mind.
But just the boogie job thing?
No, it's their, I think. Well, actually, I don't think I've seen this one. This is an animated clip one, and
I think it's just the part of the documentary, but it's animated.
Yeah, but it's usually them reacting to it.
I
don't know why it's taking Jem like 9 years.
Oh no, I haven't seen. Well, because you told me not to do it.
I told you to do it.
No, but you said if Jem sees it, then we won't do it.
Have you seen it?
Oh, but you have seen it.
I don't know. I don't think so. I saw the documentary. Is it the documentary?
I didn't. I only saw one clip from the documentary. That was the other day. And this looks like an animated clip that I'm guessing.
Maybe 22-year-old girlfriend is creepy as fuck.
I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do it.
Thank you. What did you say, Ed?
Make up your damn mind.
The whole shit in the documentary about his 22-year-old girlfriend.
Why do you have to like put emphasis
on
that?
That part was cringy.
On her 22, that she's 22.
I'm now in love.
We're getting married.
We're getting married. I met her last week.
How old is he?
50 something.
It's not about the age.
50 something.
Yeah, he's fucking.
He actually. I'm not gonna lie. He looks young.
I thought he was like 35. So
well, that's because his skin is stretched by all his fat.
He's not.
He doesn't look good at all. What are you
Boogie.
Crazy?
Boogie. What's his boogie? 2988.
49. He's 15 next year.
He looks great for 49.
Like, yeah, that's insane.
Neck up, neck look up. For looks great.
I thought he was literally in his 30s.
The guy's dying of like 500 different illnesses.
Neck up, neck up. I said neck up.
Yeah, even neck down. He looks like he's 35.
Yeah, that's a fat 35-year-old.
I think you're mistaking like what fat does to your skin with youth.
Well, I mean, with your years of experience, I guess. All right, John, are we going to play this video? You're
killing yourself.
All right, we good?
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about your background.
I did work at a small gaming store back in 2006, 2007. Around 2000, I washed dishes in a Mexican restaurant, but the owner of that business was I got married. Then I got a divorce 5 years later, and I kind of completely and utterly.
The animation sells it.
See, I'd never seen these animations. Kind of need to transition
into honestly anything because I'll likely lose my house in the next 6 months if I don't find gainful employment. I am disabled. Now, the downside of that is I am extremely depressed.
You're just and listing all the things that are wrong.
I am morbidly obese. I have no references, no work shit. History, and no education. And when you Google my name, you might see rumors that I beat my ex-wife and I'm also a pedophile, but that could be an issue. And I'm easily injured, like I injured myself coming here today. I twisted my ankle. I should mention I'm also a felon.
Okay. I am a felon. That's true. He is a felon now.
How old is it?
About 2 years.
Okay.
So I do have some pretty big references. Keemstar, he probably put in a good word. Or I did work in the porn industry for the better part of 7 years. So I mean,
be real with me. Do you really think it would be a good idea to go to a real interview and reference porn?
Wait, what about porn?
It depended on the job, I would think.
I didn't see this. I didn't see that part from the actual clip.
I agree with him on that one.
wait, scroll back like 20
seconds. On the job.
scroll back 20 seconds. I didn't. The clip ended before the whole references thing when I saw it. I didn't. We're gonna press play.
How am I supposed to read your mind?
The whole reason to scroll back was so we could keep.
I know, but you were yapping. You were just yapping, and then you should have
shared your screen.
I don't know how to do it.
Unreal.
I did work in the porn industry for the better part of 7 years. So I mean,
all right, pause it real quick. Pause it.
Do you really think it would be?
Out all the things he listed, that's the thing that she decides, hey, this is a little bit of a red flag.
That's where she interjects. Like,
this is the red flag.
This is just her breaking point. You can, like, if you watch the actual documentary, her face is just like, what the fuck am I doing here? The whole thing.
I thought it was going to be an actual cum-town clip, because usually these animations are the cum. I just watch them.
You don't have to do much commentary for this. It pretty much speaks for itself.
It's kind of.
You go to a job interview and you're just like, I have no references. I'm a convicted felon. Some people think I'm a pedophile.
Jim, have you seen the one where it's Nick and Stav getting into like a fight about Stav's weight? And like, there's a clip.
I don't
like,
think so.
It's an animation one. And like, at one point, he's like, I messed up my ankle. And like, he just, it's just like him like in the corner. Like, it's fucking hilarious.
With this animation?
This animation.
Oh, that's great.
This animation makes all those clips 10 times funnier.
Yeah.
The one where it was like the retarded people like giving each other HIV because they were eating Thin Mints too aggressively.
What's going on in this porn? Is this guy coming out of
her
vagina?
Wait, Jim, find the...
Thin Mint? I've never seen
that. Find that one because I think Ed might fucking... He'll cry.
Is it on the same channel?
Let me look. I'll look it up. I think it's mainly Saul that does it. The Saul channel.
Saul, come on, big guy.
Oh fuck! Come to popular Thin Mints Saul.
Liberal Elmo. I don't think I've seen any of these. To be honest, I might have heard some of the clips, but without the enemy.
Is it Stav's doctor? Is that the one?
I'm gonna watch these for sure, though.
No, I think it might be the one.
Nigerian Shark Tank.
It might be Stav's doctor. Oh, that's right. I got ad block. No, it's not Stav's doctor. Damn it. That one's funny, too. That one's great.
You said something about HIV?
Yeah. God, it's going to drive me nuts.
Forrest Gump is a bad movie.
Keemstar's 42 years old.
Jesus.
I can't find it. Damn it. I thought it'd be easier to find. I wonder if they took it off. Oh, please don't tell me they took it off YouTube.
Angry Joe is 39. All these YouTubers are getting old.
Angry Joe? I haven't fucking seen it.
Remember
in
Angry
so long.
Joe?
I
do.
What's Angry Joe? Because I actually don't.
Angry like, video game nerd. How old is he? 43.
It's like an autistic half.
These people Asian. All grew up when I grew up.
Angry
Joe. Of course they did.
Yeah, he does like video game reviews. Or
yeah, he does. His reviews are fine, but he does this cringe fucking sketches.
Wow, I've never seen this guy in my entire life.
He does a bunch of sketches before he does a review, and it's so cringe.
Yeah, with that like gay Mexican guy.
Yeah, they're just not funny. But his reviews are pretty good.
I think he's gay. Is he gay?
No, I don't think so. I think he has a wife.
Oh, because he's always with that gay Mexican guy.
It's pretty gay.
They never have a show.
Is Angry Joe and Other Joe?
His Skyrim review was really good.
My neck and that felt amazing.
Frank Castle. How old is Frank Castle? That's the guy that Boogie like waved his gun at.
Oh, you see, it could be another channel that did the animation because this is gonna drive me nuts. I can't find it. Was it taken down?
34.
I think it was taken down.
Guy has a lot of these though.
Nah, I'm over it. I give up.
Like some of them are 7 minutes, bro. He animated 7 minute come down.
They're fun, dude.
The animation isn't that complicated. Like it's pretty simple.
Fair enough. It's still a lot of work. Ed. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I said as far as the animations go,
a little different than putting a cartoon dog on the screen.
They're not even really animations. They're just pictures.
That's animation.
That's essentially what I did do with my.
No, because there's a lot of pictures, though.
With my avatar.
You have to break it to you. Yeah, that's animation.
Yeah, it's rudimentary animation.
I mean, no one's. See, this is. You're doing what Jed does. You're moving the goalpost.
I didn't say it wasn't animation.
We're doing what I did. I was right, dude. The hot sauce, it's fucking Frank.
I'm over. I stopped caring.
You never admitted I was right either.
Because you're
read
wrong.
It.
That's why I didn't admit it. Why would I admit it when you're wrong?
You read it. You literally read it that I was right. And then
I did read. Yeah, I did read. You're right. I did read that.
You literally moved the goalpost.
How old is
I literally decided to stop
donkey.
Caring when I. Was wrong.
No, you quit the game. You didn't move the goalposts. You just ran off the field.
I took my ball
and then
I went
you
home.
Pretended you were
you
never
know
on
I
the
do
field.
This. I take my ball, I go home. I don't care.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I do.
Humility. Humility goes a long way.
I don't know. I'm going a short way. This is a short Maybe. Trip, bitch.
I'm Jersey trash. I've never been to a good wing place.
I see, well, that one hit home. That one. What was the thing that was actually getting me upset? I forgot. You two were like bullying me earlier. Forgot
what about that?
No, it was about something I was actually getting. I was livid.
Oh, Ed said people.
Oh, something about like I don't like stand up, but I do like Shane Gillis. And you're like, well, you
oh,
just.
Oh yeah, you were like, stand up sucks. Yeah. It's all gay. I was like, didn't you just go to a stand up show?
I was flustered at that point. listen, I gotta get some sleep though.
Soon. Yeah, it's fucking Jesus Christ. 11:30.
Ed, man, like, why you gotta come on more shows, man?
Do I?
Yeah, stop disappearing for a year.
Do I gotta?
Yeah, dude, think about the last time we talked. Do you know how long ago it was?
6 months.
Yeah, dude, probably.
Maybe longer.
Maybe. I can find the exact time.
Was Brandon there?
Of course. He used to.
He might have been.
Might have been.
Ed, you could have saved Brandon, you know?
Yeah, dude, if you were around, he would have never left.
Maybe. Because I would have been like, I don't agree with these guys. I'm one of the good ones.
On the podcast needing you most, you vanished.
I'm one of the good white boys.
Like the last Airbender.
All right, Adindro February.
The podcast doesn't need me. It just needs to stop.
Well, actually, it hasn't been that long ago.
But I feel like 6 months sounds right. Four to six?
Oh, wait a minute.
When was it?
Oh, wait, this is 2024. The last time we talked to Ed was almost a year ago.
No shit.
It was a while ago, I think.
Yeah, dude. Gem, Ed, and Shades, April 10th, 2023. Is there an episode after that?
Holy shit.
I remember that episode. I feel like there was another one.
I'm looking. Oh, wait, there is. Hold on. I put Ed's name for. I always do the person who comes here first. Sir. So June 19th, 2023. Juneteenth.
That's still pretty far. That's...
Yeah, it's far, dude. You haven't been here for a while, man. Yeah, I think that's the last one, dude. June. We haven't talked to you since June.
That's like 9 months ago.
Yeah, dude. It's a long fucking time.
A baby, bro.
I had a kid.
Gestation.
I had a kid since then. The next time we talk to Ed, I'm like, we're like, it's me, my girl, and like, I have a family of like four, fucking six kids.
I'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
All right. Well, make sure to be
give me more advance notice. Like, yeah, if you message me every time you do this,
I promise you, I'll give
you before you fucking do it. Then maybe
can I finish?
I'll show up. You are interrupting me.
Well,
you are literally interrupting.
Okay. Well, now you're interrupting my interruption.
And then you're like, can I finish?
Yeah. Well, can I finish my interruption? I will gladly give you advance time notice if I DM you on Instagram. Will you notice my DMs on Instagram?
I don't know. I'll try.
Well, what do you mean you don't know? If I just message you now, do you get a notification?
Not on my phone.
Why?
Add it to my phone.
Just download Instagram on your phone.
Because I had to sign in for the first time.
Well, Ed, do you not care about this show?
Is that a real question? Should I answer it? Or?
Wait, is he in the group? Oh, he's in the group.
No, thanks. I added him to the group, but he's not getting a notification.
But is that your real account, Ed? Are you able to access that account?
Are you?
Yeah, I just have to sign in with it.
Oh,
but yeah, I saw. I added the. I followed you.
Oh, brother.
Me? I don't know how to do groups.
Wait, what? Ed, you're in
request.
It.
Hang on. I got you.
I think my nose is bleeding.
Except. Oh, you're one of those. You're one of those
zesty little pumpkin.
Just get random nosebleeds.
No,
I had a cousin like
outside,
that.
I was scratching my nose.
No,
I don't get nosebleeds a lot at all.
Yeah, you ever know those kids growing up that would just randomly get nosebleeds though?
Yeah, I think they're dying.
Yeah.
Oh, see, all right, Ed hit us up. All right, he's in the group. All right,
he's in here.
We're in like Flynn, boys. We did it, gentlemen. We got
Operation
Ed.
Get Brandon back.
Yeah, man, Operation Ed on Instagram has been achieved. Now it's Operation Get Brandon back. Get Brandon Black. Ba-dum-ts. All right.
Ba-dum-ts.
Guys, it was good talking to both of you again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a good rest of your night.
Peace.
Peace-ish.
Later.